Believers in the Middle East and North Africa respond to basic human needs. The church in Japan celebrates New Millennium growth. And Eminem's Greg Yoder tracks down some issues you should be watching for at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention this week. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Eight countries in the Middle East and North Africa have fallen into anarchy with anti-government protests. We spoke with Al via Skype, who's heading up a team through the Evangelical Free Church. For security reasons, we've changed his name, but we asked if it were likely that more was to come.
Where societies have been denied their basic human needs, they eventually come to a point where they say enough is enough.
Speaking carefully, Al went on to say that the gospel does come into play, but it comes softly. First, their team addresses physical needs.
And by that way, open up the door and relationship to be able to offer more than just physical needs to them.
Pray.
As God's people, we can call on God to alleviate their both physical and spiritual suffering. And we can specifically pray that God's Spirit would prepare people's hearts.
Meanwhile, Japan is facing a new normal. Today's generation is challenged by severely declining birth rates, rising suicide rates, family unit decay, and unemployment. During this social chaos, Asian Access heard God calling them to expand ministry there. Mary Jo Wilson is answering that call starting today as the new vice president to Japan.
In Japan, it's an aging generation, and so the youth will be carrying that burden kind of into the next several decades. I think we see that as well in the church, that our pastors are older, and that it's a matter of passing that baton to the younger generation and seeing the younger generation reach.
She's strengthening church planting, church multiplication, and partnerships.
I think the church is looking for practical ways to respond to that. We're seeing more emphasis on marriage issues, and I see just a more holistic approach to sharing the gospel and ministering to individuals and families and really transforming society in that way.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Did you know that 70% of the world learns by what they hear, either because of illiteracy or plain preference? Eminence Greg Yoder reports from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention.
Living Water International's Jerry Wiles says,
the fastest growing movement in evangelism is in orality. The most rapidly reproducing church planting movements in the world today are in oral cultures.
So learning how to teach oral learners is becoming vital to missions.
So if we're going to take the gospel to the ends of the earth and make disciples of all nations, if the majority of the people can't read or use literate means, then we need to figure out how they learn and literate worldview and make it biblical, understandable, and reproducible.
Wiles recently released a book about the approach urging believers overseas and even in the West to learn to tell the gospel story. Get a copy of No Greater Joy through links on our website. Greg Yoder at the National Religious Broadcasters, Nashville.
And any believer in the U.S. who's been on a big college campus has probably noticed the number of ministries there. From InterVarsity Christian Fellowship to Campus Crusade for Christ, there are several campus ministries to reach out to students who are exploring.
We don't want to compete with each other. We want to add to what each other does and to together serve the kingdom.
That's InterVarsity's Jim Lundgren. Since the ministries are different, it could be easy to step on each other's toes. But Lundgren says InterVarsity and 16 other campus ministries recently signed an agreement to build each other up.
We're all organizations that are focused on evangelism. We're all committed to discipleship and to advancing the world mission of the church. But we all have our distinctive in various ways that we feel that God is using on campuses.
Pray for unity within these ministries. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there to not only find Mission Network News, but other news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Ruth Kramer.